Is there any audio available?
Or the council position number three. That will be the only thing that will be discussed tonight. Do I hear approval?
I have never heard that.
To approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. So we'll start with council position number three, interviews. So whoever got number one or the closest to one, if the rest of you would like to be, if you want to be excused, so each person that interviews will interview without the rest of you sitting.
Okay, follow me, everyone. I'm just going to go file charges. I already filed them on you, Sticks. I can't wait until your doors get fucking busted down, you criminals.
I
didn't
have a chance.
And?
All
the criminals.
I thought I was
anxious. Thanks. This
is the most exciting. That's all right if I give her a seat, isn't it?
So, welcome, Karen. The council is going to ask you some questions. They'll take turns, I believe. And so maybe I don't care whoever, which one of you wants to start, and just take your turn. Steve, you
want to
start with a question?
Sure. We'll start with number one. What made you decide to apply for the position on the Raymond City Council?
It was open, for one. Let's see. I have my degree in political science and economics from Western Washington University. I graduated in 2001, and I always thought that at some point I would run for local office. And I hadn't done that yet. My kids are of the age that I feel like I can leave them with, you know, grandparents, or, you know, that I can get back to doing something like this. And I want what's best for my city. I want it to be run by, and I think it is currently. I'm not saying anything bad.
Back out of that one.
You know, I consider myself a reasonable person. A thoughtful person, and I would like to see that this may be one of your other questions, I don't know, but I would like to see growth and good management in the city, that we put away money for future expenses, which I have seen the city do many times. And I think that's just good management to plan for the future, plan for future growth, hopefully new businesses, family wage jobs, and try to make all the things that are necessary for that to happen from city level happen.
Okay, I'll take number two. What experience have you had with city government? Oh, by the way, my name's Tony Norton. What experience have you had with city government or with managing any other organization?
Okay, let's see. The city government, I worked for the Economic Development Council and PCOG, the Council of Governments, for 5 years, from 2005, 2010, through 2010. I resigned in 2011. And so I worked with all of the different cities around Pacific County. And I was able to, it was a great experience. I was able to work with them, attend different meetings, see how meetings were run, take notes on our own meetings. I was the one who was in charge of taking the minutes and getting those out. And so that's probably the majority of my experience with city government. I also worked for state government for an internship during college. I worked at the state capitol. That's pretty much it.
Well, who were you working with in the EDC?
I was working under Kathy Russ and Doug Miller at the PD.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Karen. Chris Halpin here under. What changes or improvements would you like to make in the city of Raymond? Examples, water, sewer, streets, parks, police, fire.
I'm not sure. I would like to see all of those things run well. I'd like to see what needs to be done before, you know, saying, okay, I want to improve this or that. I think all of those, of course, need to run well for the city to run well. Streets, there are, you know, some streets that, of course, need upgrading, and I'd like to see the schedule of what the upgrades are like on those, and if they are hopefully budgeted to be fixed, the things that need to be fixed on them soon, or, you know, reasons why they might not be. But I'd really like to work with, you know, Public Works, not, of course, dictate to them, I don't think any of you do, but work with Public Works to see what can be done, what needs to be budgeted for, what's coming up, and find out what we can do to just continue making the city run smoothly. I do love that in the city there is some affordable housing going in with daycare, I've heard about. I don't know the details, but I think that is wonderful, that we need affordable housing in this area, and we need daycare for people to be able to go to work. From, you know, a mom's perspective, you can't go to work if you don't have someone to watch your kids. So if you want people to be productive members of our community, which I do, and everyone to be involved, then that is a need that I think is wonderful that that the city is helping to meet.
Ken?
Cool. Ryan Porter. What kind of new business do you think should be brought to Raymond, and how would you go about bringing this new business to town?
That's a good question. As Economic Development Council, we got that a lot. We got a lot of people who wanted certain restaurants brought to town, or wanted Walmart or, you know, Costco or something brought to town. And what the reality is, our city is small, and there's a lot of infrastructure needs for something that big, and they also have requirements of the number of citizens that live nearby this area. I don't really have a wish list. I want to see what businesses want to come here, want to provide family wage jobs. I would like to see not just someone who wants to come here and have, you know, one or two minimum wage jobs and take up valuable real estate doing that. I would like to, and those businesses are great and wonderful too, and deserve, you know, a place to be. But when you're talking about large industrial projects on our industrial lands, I would like to see those used in a way that provides more family wage jobs, not a few minimum wage jobs. If that makes sense.
Yep. Thank you.
This is my turn.
Take care.
Hi.
Hi.
So you're aware that we have two city council meetings a month, right? And that you have to attend. And so there's also training once a year.
Okay.
So if you're okay with that.
Yeah. I don't know when the trainings are, how long that would be, but yes, I'm fine with that.
And then you know that the term will be up December 2023. So you have to, if you wanted to keep it, you have to run, which
yes,
it sounds like you're exciting to do, which I'm excited to see. I think that's cool.
I'm excited to see so much interest. There are, you know, 8, 9 candidates now. I think that's wonderful.
I would expect to see that.
Is Dean gonna ask a question?
He can hear you asking.
I know, I'm asking the mayor, does he have a copy of these questions?
Yes, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Ian, you're up.
I think it's easier if you just skip me, if that's okay. If you guys want me to find the questions, I can do it, but that seems more trouble than it's worth to me.
Okay.
Thanks,
Steve. Number 5.
Thank you for including me, Steve.
Hi, you missed number 5. I'm going to go back to number 5. What do you see the future of the city of Raymond? How would you change it if you could?
How do I see the future of the city of Raymond? I see continuing and growing and changing much as it has. And also, I love some of the changes that have been coming along recently. I feel like the marketplace that has changed hands and is now a different place. It's really nice. There have been a lot of positive changes there. A lot of excitement. So they're bringing in, a market outdoors during the summertime. I think those kind of positive changes, though it might have been a little bit rough at first, not with them, but with making the change. Change is never always comfortable for everyone, as you all know. But I think those kind of positive changes and bringing in the, like I mentioned, the affordable housing with the daycare, making things so that people can work in this area are, you know, those are positive changes that the city can either help with or hinder. And I would love to help with those types of things to make it easier to live and work here in Raymond. We all love Raymond. That's why we're here, I think. So we want positive changes, positive growth in a managed way that we hopefully can decide what we want for the area. And I'm sure that there must be like a survey that there used to be surveys with the ABC of what people want to see here in this area, how they want to see Raymond grow. And I'd like to take a look at those. There must be an updated one. Of what people, what the locals here want to see, and not just like bringing KFC or something like that, but you know, what do people want to see us in terms of growth? Not everyone wants growth, I think, but positive changes or changes are never inevitable. And I would like the city to help guide it in a positive direction, make those positive changes for the growth to be something that we all appreciate.
Okay, well, question number seven is, what else would you like to tell us about yourself? And that would help us decide.
I don't know. I think I know a lot of you, you know, at least as acquaintances. I am an author. I write books that are science fiction fantasy. This is obviously not in that category. So this is a bit out of my wheelhouse, but in, at the same time, it's within the wheelhouse that I went to school for, and that I'm still interested in. I think I'm a creative person. I like to come up with creative solutions to problems in my work life, my writing life, and I would like to help come up with creative solutions, or at least talk through, brainstorm through solutions to whatever comes up here in the city.
Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for coming.
All right. Is that all? You can just have a seat back there, Karen. Thank you very much. Karen, thank you. Amelia?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I'm here.
I see you on the screen. I thought that was your number. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
I am.
Amelia Woods is on.
Can you turn it up a little bit? I can barely hear her.
It was really loud. Go ahead.
Can we start again? Sure. Amelia, what made you decide to apply for the position on the Raymond City Council? This is Steve.
Hello, Steve. Yes, I've always been interested in running for a position in the City Council. If you remember way back in, I think, 2017, I run for mayor and lost. So let's start with the baby steps and get into the city council. That is why I applied.
Thank you.
Hi, Amelia. It's Tony Norton.
Hello, Tony.
Hi. I haven't seen you for a while.
I know it.
I guess we run in different circles, but anyway. Number two, what experience have you had with city government or with managing any other organization?
Not with the city government, but I was in the Air Force for 20 years. At the last 3 years I was in the Air Force, I was the first sergeant for a very large group, and I helped the commander manage the troops. So that is my experience with managing people and resources.
All right, thank you.
Amelia, this is Chris Halpin.
Hello, Chris.
I don't think we've had the pleasure of meeting.
I don't think I know you.
Okay. What changes or improvements would you like to make in the city of Raymond as far as water, sewer, streets, parks, police, fire, etc.?
I think all those things need improvements, but going back to the baby steps, I've been in places in Europe where the town is small. However, with a little sprucing, the town looks inviting. And our town, our downtown, I don't think is, its current state does not look so inviting at all. Take, for instance, the visitor center. It's painted like green. How about if we painted it a little bit colored to make it, people stop here. People go through Raymond on their way to Astoria, on their way to Long Beach. And so there's opportunities to capture some people if our town is inviting, if our town is has some other things to offer, like, for example, indoor music festival at the theater, outdoor music festival, something for the youth. There's not a whole lot of things the youth can do around here. Also something to address the needs of the elderly, which there are a lot of elderly people in Raymond.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyway, my name is Ryan Porter. We haven't met.
Yes, we haven't.
Yeah. So nice to meet you. Thank you for
someday.
Yes, hopefully. What kind of new business do you think should be brought to Raymond, and how would you go about bringing this new business to town?
Something that can employ people. One time, I this is really crazy. I wrote to Bill Gates about Raymond. I never got a reply, but I said, you know, our town needs some places where youth can go, where youth can be employed. A specific business, I don't know yet. But, you know, the youth, can they can do help the elderly, like chores, wash cars, something that, you know, but somebody has to direct. A business like that, there's nothing like that here. A nice restaurant, if I want to go out to a nice restaurant, I have to drive to Olympia. So a nice restaurant will be good.
I own a restaurant in town, but I won't hold that against you.
We can make it nice.
It's perfect. It's perfect. I guess we have work to do. And that's all. Thank you for your answer. Yes.
All righty.
Hi, Nelia. Heidi Worlton. I don't think we've ever met either. So what do you see for the future of the city of Raymond, and how would you change that if you could?
Did you say the future of Raymond?
What do you see for the future of the city of Raymond, and how would you change it if you could?
I am here to stay, so I'd like a progressive Raymond. It feels like it's a standstill. You know, there's no brighter ideas out there. Maybe we can pull the community, say, hey, what do you think? What, you know, get ideas. I'm not leaving anywhere. I've lived in many places. In the 20 years I had been in the Air Force, my husband and I are here to stay. So I'd like progressive Raymond for sure.
Thank you.
Okay, Steve again. Are you aware that we have 2 city council meetings a month you must attend and an elected officials training once a year? And are you aware your term will end December 2023 and you'll have to run in the election to keep your position?
That's all fine. That no problem here. No problem. If I have to run, that's good. That's okay.
All right. Thanks, Delia. It's Tony again. Last question.
Hello, Tony.
Hey, last question for you is, what else would you like to tell us about yourself that would help us decide?
Okay. I am a successful realtor. I have been a realtor the last decade. I am retired from the Air Force 20 years. I am enterprising. I'm positive. I'm active. I'm crazy. I'm funny. I think all those I can add to your council to spruce it up. No, I'm just kidding. You're okay. Anyway, yeah, that's me. That is all me. I don't have any other responsibilities other than my work. I keep busy with my work, but I can do meetings. I can, you know, connect with people, whatever it needs to be done. I am willing to do.
All right. Thank you. That's all the questions that we have. Thank you.
Okay. I'm done, right? What's
for
dinner? I'm just kidding.
Gentlemen, on the house is not there anymore.
I have a seat.
Oh, yeah. I get to sit down too.
I know.
You can stand if you want.
Yeah, yeah. That's up to you.
My name is Ken Johnson. Those are the new to Raymond. Been here a couple of years. We got top on you.
Yeah.
Started a business here in town, and I'm a special ed teacher at Raymond Elementary.
Let me ask some questions for you, okay?
Okay.
What made you decide to apply for the position on Raymond City Council?
I really like living here. I come to find this to be very much my home, and I want to be able to give back to the community as much as I think they just give so much to all of us. And so I think it's like, what can you do to help the people here? Yeah. Kind of goes with the business I started, so I can help people who wanted to stay, but I have a company business. So people who don't have a lot of education and want to stay in town, I can offer a job that pays well and gives them at least that chance. So that's one way. This is another way I think I could do something to the town.
All right, thank you. My name is Tony Norton.
Yes.
And my question for you is, what experience have you had with city government or with managing any other organization?
Strictly speaking, none, but I've had a lot of leadership roles throughout my life with teaching and education. And so I set up programs and working with developing programs in there. So within the cities and trying to get help with language centers. I lived in New York for 20 years. And so that kind of thing, but nothing directly with the city itself.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hi, Ken. I'm Chris Alpin.
Hi.
How you doing? What changes or improvements would you like to make in the city of Raymond in areas like water, sewer, streets, parks, police, fire?
Well, it all depends. I don't know how things are working at the moment. I think they look fine, so they have to look at those. Where I look at the city, I think would be cool is downtown to make it a little bit prettier and draw some more people in, see what we can do to develop something down there. I just think it's so cool to have a downtown like we do. Small, walkable, some old buildings that are really cool, the theater. There's a lot of them going on down here. And maybe there's a way we can develop that.
I'm Ryan Porter. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
What kind of new business do you think should be brought to Raymond, and how would you go about bringing the business to town?
I'm finding, strangely enough, as a service by the service one, services are really needed here, and I'm surprised at how much need there is. I was thinking there wouldn't be as much, but I would say service businesses, I think, are really important. I know home cleaning, we just swamped, and I am surprised probably the first. So there's got to be other ones that would do that, that would be just as much. And There's a company that, or a, an organization I work with out of Olympia that helps us down here in the smaller areas of the state develop and start their own businesses. So I think there's ways to get them involved with us too, which is how I started mine. So there's business development, the opportunities for us.
Thank you.
Hi, Heidi Walton.
Hi.
What do you see for the future of the city of Raymond, and how would you change that if you could?
I love that it's a small town. I think that's kind of its charm. I think continued growth is a funny word. I mean, growth is as a not necessarily in size, which happens, but growth is a city and it's with an identity, that kind of thing. So getting us onto the map of something is we're a pass through. I think it'd be kind of cool to get those pass-throughs to stop because there's a reason. And we've got some really good anchors already for helping that part of it becoming, instead of just saying, oh yeah, I drove through there, to say, oh yeah, we went there, and then on to wherever they go, but it could be a destination too. So I think that kind of thing. I think it's such a pretty town overall. It's a lot to do.
Are you aware that we have 2 city council meetings a month that you have to attend, and the elected officials training once a year? Are you aware your term will end December 2023 and you'll have to run in the election to keep your position?
Yes.
Good.
Last question for you, Kim.
Okay.
What else would you like to tell us about yourself that would help us decide?
I think I am a very strong believer in giving back to where I live. That's kind of what I'm up here for. I spent the last, my time in California working at a non-public school because where kids with special needs, because those are the ones that were least served. And so instead of going into the public school, I went to a non-public and a nonprofit so I could help those guys out. And that's just who I've been my whole life, is here. And I'm just kind of like, it's just something I want to do is give back. And however I can do that, I'm open. So I think it's kind of one of those things of how does that work best? And I'm here for the long haul.
Thank you.
That's commendable. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. That's it. All right, that was good.
You can go ahead and have a seat, Ken, if you'd like.
Okay, thanks.
Minus one. We don't have to do justice.
Yeah, and there's, I think somebody else didn't
left. Yeah, I think there's a couple on one left.
At least a couple
didn't show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead. Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hi, Scott. I'm Steve.
Hi, Steve. No familiar.
We have 7 questions we're going to ask you, okay? And it's not multiple choice. What made you decide to apply for a position on the Raymond City Council?
I saw the advertisement, and I had applied before, not for City Council, but there was an opening for the Planning Commissioners, and it didn't work out, so no harm, no foul. And I saw this as just another opportunity to do something more than myself. I go to work and come home, so I can do something else too.
Hi, my name is Tony Norton. Good to meet you. What experience have you had with city government besides the Planning Commission or managing any other organization?
Good question. Could you say the question again, please?
Pardon me?
Could you say the question again, please?
Oh, sure. What experience have you had with city government or managing any other organization?
I have no experience with city government on this side or other. I have a lot of experience in management, but that's my previous background in military for 20 years. And then my current position. Working at the school, transportation supervisor, working on facilities. Does that answer your question?
Sure does. Thank you.
Hi, Scott. Chris Halpin. I think we've met maybe once before.
I believe so.
Maybe more. What changes or improvements would you like to make in the city of Raymond in the departments, water, sewer, streets, parks, police, or fire? What changes would you like to make? Or what improvements or changes would you like to see?
Well, I like the changes that are being made already. I'm not coming in with an agenda or with certain goals to achieve. My understanding is things come across the table, it gets reviewed, and it's discussed, and then a decision's made. So I don't have anything to push.
Okay. Hey, Scott. Ryan Porter. What kind of business do you think should be brought to Raymond, and how would you go about bringing this business to town?
Good question. As a small town, I don't know who has tried to come to town or what the process is to get here. I know Fastenal came in and then they were gone. I know nothing more than they were here and then they were gone. But what was the reasoning behind it? I don't know what's a good fit for Raymond. It depends on the community. You're a small business owner.
Mm-hmm.
And it's working. Would anyone have thought that? I don't know. You took a shot and you're good at it and it's making money. Other people just need to come here and try that as well. So I guess we would try to be welcoming and accommodating.
Thank you.
Thanks, Heidi Wilson. What do you see for the future of the city of Raymond, and how would you change that if you could?
For the future of the city of Raymond?
What do you see for the future, and would you change that or not if you could?
I really don't. I haven't been thinking about where Raymond should go in the future. That kind of goes along with another question. What kind of business would you bring to town? It's a great small town. It's why we moved home to raise our kids here. That's where we're from. Where it goes in the future, we're gonna be here for it. I remember the hay bales blocking 3rd Street, and they would do events out here. Those kind of events are what I liked, and I've been to some in recent years here, and it seems like you get a lot of community that comes out. So in the future, I would say at least keep doing that. The light parades, that's what brings communities out.
Okay. Are you aware that we have 2 city council meetings a month you have to attend, and an elected officials training once a year? And are you aware your term will end December 2023 and you'll have to run in the election to keep your position?
Yes.
All right, last question for you. What would you like to tell us about yourself that would help us decide?
I don't know, but some of you already know me, and I know you as well. Just a straight shooter. I'll tell you the way it is. It may not be pretty, but that's the way I see it. So I guess that's about it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks. You get to sit in one of
those chairs now. Thanks. Oh, no, it's great.
You can go ahead and have a seat right here.
Mm-hmm.
Evening.
Gentlemen, ladies.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
This is Bill.
Bill.
Okay. Hi, Bill. My name is Steve Jones.
Pleasure.
I'm the first of seven questions we're going to ask you. Number one is, what made you decide to apply for a position on the Raymond City Council?
I've been on three city councils through my career. I was in medical management, and I was on the city council of Lander in South Carolina, Tryon, North Carolina, and Columbus, North Carolina. As a CEO of the hospital, they came and asked if I'd be interested in sitting on the council. There, it's a non-elected position. So I sat on three. In Tryon, I was on the economic development, chair of economic development there. But I've been here for 8 years, and I see how great the city is, and I'd like to be a part of it. I see the growing of the EMTs and fire. The roundabout was a great thing that you did, even though there was a lot of hassle. But I just think I bring to the table a lot of knowledge and a lot of experience. All told, about 7 years on city council.
Thanks. Thanks.
Well, the second question you pretty much already answered. That was, what experience have you had with city government or with managing any other organization? Would you like to expand on that?
Well, thank you. I've, like I said, being a CEO of rural hospitals, you get exposed to city council, you get exposed to different various organizations, Lions, Elks, etc. And I learned a lot, and I'd like to bring it to the table here.
Thank you.
Bill?
Yes.
Chris Halpin. Glad to meet you. What changes or improvements would you like to make to the city of Raymond in the following departments? Water, sewer, streets, parks, police, or fire?
Well, water and sewer, we have that new plan up there, and that's doing its number. The streets leaves a lot to be desired on some of the streets. I know that we're a city, we're not county. Like the big snow that came, the state took care of the throughways, but we suffered on the side streets in that. I'd like to see some type of action to let some of the people out there, some people I know couldn't even make the work in that. And I realize that's once in a lifetime that hit us like it did. But you know, I'd like to see something like that come about, that, you know, the streets are maintained better. The sewer and the water, I mean, yeah, we're expensive, but everybody else is expensive. I mean, let's face it, the way things are going now in the world around us, gas, water, sewer, flood, everybody has to make their way. But I would say the sewer and water, just make sure that it keeps functioning the way it is. I mean, it's a beautiful plant. I've been up there a few times and looked at it now, and that took a lot of planning to do. And I was pleased to say it works.
Okay. Very good. Hi, Bill. I'm Ryan Porter. Nice to meet you.
John, pleasure to meet you.
What kind of new business do you think should be brought to Raymond, and how would you go about bringing this business to town?
Well, new business is, we have a plethora of restaurants, as you know, and restaurants wouldn't be one of them. But new business is, I'd like to see us get some affordable housing here. Maybe get a grant from the government, get some funding from the state, get some affordable housing, bring some young families back into the picture here. I mean, we're not an old community, don't get me wrong. We're not, but it'd be nice to instill some affordable housing, bring in some young married couples with young kids, let them grow with the city and be a part of the city. Right now, I don't think we have that available. I'd like to see something like that, because in Columbus, I brokered with Habit for Humanity in the state of North Carolina. We purchased 40 acres of land and built 20 affordable housing, brought 20 young families in, raised our population by 20, and to help with the economy and help with the affordable housing. That's something we need here drastically.
Thank you.
So, Heidi Walton.
Hi, how are you?
What do you see for the future of the city of Raymond, and how would you change that if you could?
Or
if
what
you
was that?
What do you see for the future of Raymond?
Okay.
And how would you change that if you could, or if you even wanted to?
First, I would like to see us and get rid of all these old rotten down buildings and start a fresh start, build that up in the future. I know that can't happen overnight, and because of the COVID and Omicron, funds are not available, but I'd like to see us broker with the state, maybe get some grants and refurbish downtown. I saw pictures of the 60s, 70s, and 80s here. This is a booming town at one time. And you had Sears, you had everybody. I'd like to see something like those buildings taken down and something else put up that would bring people in and foster Raymond. Right now, you can't take outsiders down the street there and they see all these buildings. I'd like to see either refurbish them or do something, bring Raymond into the 20th century and bring new people and new businesses here. And we could do that, but it's going to take a concerted effort of the council, grant making, and possibly the state of Washington.
Okay.
Thank you.
Are you aware that we have two city council meetings a month? You have to attend an elected officials training once a year. And are you aware your term will end December 2023 and you have to run in an election to keep your position?
I saw that, sir, yes.
Right.
And I saw every one of your pictures when you ran for elections in the paper in your bios.
Okay, I'm sorry I neglected to introduce myself at the beginning of my questioning. My name is Tony Norton.
Your name is synonymous in the city.
Thank you for whatever that means. But what else would you like to tell us about yourself that would help us decide?
Well, I was in the service a long time, and I worked in military hospitals and that. And when I got out, I went with HCA, Hospital Corporation of America, and we bought and managed rural hospital. That's why I know about rural communities and that. I was never in a town that had more than 3,000 people. And I always, rural America was my cup of tea, just to foster what they had and, you know, bring it up. Like in Tryon, North Carolina, I brokered with Greenville Spartanburg Hospital, and we bought two of their ambulances that were not owned, but they figured they were, they had 50,000 miles each. We bought them and built up our EMTs down there and helped out. And like, our EMTs here are great. I mean, I'll be honest, I give them Thanksgiving and Christmas ham and turkeys for the last 2 years. They saved my life once. So, and I think as far as everything else goes, I'm conscientious about this city. I love this city and I love everything about it. But like I was telling this lady, I'd like to see us improve, come up into the world. Yes, it's great what we're doing with the low income and the recreation thing and that. That's only touching the surface. We need to go further. Don't just sit on our laurels and say this beautiful building is going to be Raymond. We've got to foster different avenues other than that. It's going to be great when it's done, but there's other avenues we can do, and I would like to be a part of it.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's it. That's all the torture we're going to give you.
No, no. Well, I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
And what I hear, you guys are very strong counsel and you do things right. And thank you for your time.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you. You can have a seat anywhere here, Bill.
Okay. Did Guy or Joan show up?
There was somebody online that disappeared, I think, and I don't know who it was.
I think there's one more.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead,
Nessie.
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows Kai. I don't need to introduce him, I don't think.
Hi.
Hello. Okay, we got some questions for you.
Sure.
All right. Hi, Kai. I'm Steve Gilman. What made you decide to apply for a position on the Raymond City Council?
Yeah, I love Raymond and hope that Raymond is progressing. I studied business in University of Washington and then the graduate college. I have a handful of experience already in the college. And I have a education in Korea. So hopefully, and then I have a 10 years business experience. So hopefully my old background is put into the prosperity of Raymond. So hopefully I can contribute something to my whole.
Hey. Hi, Kai. Second question for you is, what experience have you had with city government or with managing any other organization?
I was working at the University of Washington in the state level, but I don't have much city experiences. But as a business owner, I deal with all forms of the government, city to federal government. So hopefully, and then I have six employees, so I have some management experiences, and my major is the business management in Washington. I have a bachelor's degree in the United States. Still, my language is challenging, but I'm passing all the critical courses.
All right, thank you.
Hi, Kai.
Yeah,
hi. Chris. What changes or improvements would you like to make in the city of Raymond as far as water, sewer, streets, parks, police, or fire?
That's a very challenging question, but I have to study first. I have to study what is current status of budget.
Okay.
Budget is supply, and what is most demanding, what is has to be done. Then I can go with the other six different council members. I'm not jumping in because I'm a learning mood, but once I'm learning in, I humbly present my opinion, what should be going. But I have to study first.
Okay.
I do not know budget or resource or anything.
Okay.
Hi, Kai, I'm Ryan. What kind of new business do you think should be brought to Raymond, and how would you go about bringing this business to town?
I mean, Raymond is very, very prosperous area. I have a King County, but Raymond is very good potential. It's modern nature, recreational life. I build up my recreational businesses, and then it doesn't impact the negatively environment, but more bring revenue to the Raymond. So hopefully, if Raymond has a very good modern nature, resource, forestry, and everything, so hopefully, if industry, tourist businesses, or bring more people to recreational or something, good place to raise in kids, that's another good potential too, because here is a very good condition. Land is not that expensive, population is not heavily populated, police is very good control about criminal and other things. So hopefully the tourist industry or natural resource or something Raymond is outstanding all over the crowd. Should be the education for the kid because we have a very healthy environment.
Thank you.
Hi, Heidi Walton. What do you see for the future of the city of Raymond and how would you change that if you could or if you wanted to?
I think Raymond is the best place to live because, as I said, Raymond has a very good potential. Its inflation is not that high, living cost is not that high, natural resources is plenty. So we have a huge potential. We crossed by the Pacific Ocean, we have a lot of forests. So if you wisely direct the resources, hopefully, since from the Raymond has beneficial for the modern natural resources, hopefully, I say Raymond is a good place to raise a kid and a happy place to live. That's my goal.
Okay. Are you aware that we have two city council meetings a month you have to attend and an elected officials training once a year? And are you aware your term will end December 2023? And you'll have to run in the election to keep your position.
Yes, I do.
Okay,
the last question for you, Kyle.
Yes, sir.
Is what else would you like to tell us about yourself that would help us to decide?
I mean, I'm not the best candidate, But my heart is with you. If you select anybody, I'm happy. But anybody you selected, hopefully contribute to Raymond, and then Raymond is the growing cities that I'm shooting for. And thank you for your timing, and then hopefully this one is my opportunity. If you're taking my contribution, I'm great to all my heart to support Raymond. But if you select other candidates, I'm happy for them too, because they are better than my background.
Yeah. Thanks for your
thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Is that it?
Is that is all the candidates?
We had a no show.
Yeah, we did have a no show.
Okay.
Mr. Jones did not show.
Okay.
And we had one that chose to leave.
Okay.
So we're going to go into executive session. Just for discussion, there's no decisions made in the executive session, and I would say 15 minutes. Yeah, for 15 minutes, and then we're going to leave, right? Are we leaving or don't we? We're going to leave. Okay, we're leaving. You guys stay. We'll leave. We'll be back in about 15 minutes. Okay, I'm going to call the meeting back to order from executive session at 6:08. And the council is going to prepare their vote. And the clerk treasurer will tally those votes.
Gretchen, do I need to send mine to City Hall or to Gretchen Sagan?
Gretchen Sagan, please.
Thank you.
And I'd like to add, while Gretchen is tallying the votes, no matter who wins or loses tonight, I just want to invite all of you to continue to participate in the City of South Bend's council meetings.
Raymond,
I mean, oh, geez. Raymond council meetings. Raymond council meetings. This has been a real treat to see so many people interested in the council positions. We still Zoom, even when we go back to regular meetings, we will still have the ability to Zoom in if you don't want to come to a meeting, but we would love for you to continue to participate and be part of the city. And that being said, I'd like to announce the new counselor for position number 3, Karen Tully. And so, Karen, you'll be sworn in at our next meeting. Our next meeting is Tuesday, February 22nd, because Monday's a holiday. So we will see you on Tuesday, believe it or not, February 22nd, almost the end of the month. So thank you all for coming. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
You do.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
All right.
Thanks again, you guys. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Congratulations.